Hello again, welcome to the program. We're here in our final message on the birth of the Lord. We've been looking in Luke chapter 2, and we've seen that it's divided here, this story, into four sections. One has to do with the birth of Christ, one with the witness of the shepherds, the witness of the two people in the temple, and today we'll look at it when Jesus was 12 years old. Before we do, though, let's sing this message in song. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. We're either going forward or backward every day spiritually. Our prayer needs to be, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's table land. Let me get out of the wilderness here into the promised land in this world in which we're living. A higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Let's make this our sincere prayer today.
I'm pressing on the upward way. No heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Well, in Luke chapter 2, it begins 41 here. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, they returned. As they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey and sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Now this story begins with the phrase, his parents. That phrase is found in the Bible 7 times. His parents. Here we have it referring to Joseph and Mary. 5 times we have the phrase, his parents, referring to the blind man The story is recorded in John chapter 9. And then in Hebrews 11:23, it talks about Moses' parents. Well, here it's the parents that God has chosen to take care of Jesus while he was here on earth. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Now, here's the problem. They're doing this after the custom. A custom is a traditional and widely accepted way of behaving or doing something. Are we going to church week after week after the custom? It's what we do. It's just, it's not real anymore. Just we go and hurry up and fight about who's in the bathroom, how long, and hurry up and then tuck our Bible under our arm, go to church and act spiritual after the custom? Is that where we are today? It says they fulfilled the days. That means to carry out a role as expected. Yeah, we're just going through the motions. And they returned, and Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Only 12 short years has passed. Can you imagine when Jesus was first born? This is the Son of God. He's out in the yard playing, and Mary's checking every 30 seconds to make sure he's still there and everything's okay. And now here they are, after the custom, fulfilling the days, going through the motions, and they leave and go out into the country, into the Badlands, supposing him to have been in the company. Supposing. I suppose he's here. Are we going to church doing that? As we go through the custom? Supposing him to have been in the company? Perhaps he was out knocking on the door outside like the Laodicean church talks about. Oh yeah, we've gone through the motions. We've fulfilled the days. After the custom, we have our little order service. Problem is, Holy Spirit's not on the order of service, and neither is Jesus. We're getting there like Joseph and Mary in this age in which we live, in supposing him, assuming that something is the case when it isn't. Well, we read, when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. After 3 days? Why didn't they check the temple on day one? Where were they looking? Where did they expect the Son of God to be? And all that heard him in the temple there were astonished at his understanding and his answers. Now how does Joseph and Mary respond? When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, that means listen to me, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? Now notice the small f on the word father when Mary said it. Joseph and I have been looking for you, your father. If there's anybody in this world at that time who knew that Joseph was not the father of Jesus, it was Mary. And Jesus said, No, I must be about my father's business. Well, they didn't understand. They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Can you imagine? 12 short years, somewhere they just started going through the motions. Well, we read, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Subject unto them. The only thing we have recorded about Jesus in his teenage years was he was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart and increased, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. It's interesting here. His mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Joseph is not mentioned again. This is the last time we hear about Joseph, but we find his mother still there when Jesus was crucified. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Yep, he's pressing on the upward way. Let's make this our sincere prayer once again. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland. That's when Israel came out of the wilderness and went into the promised land. That's victory, the victorious life on earth. That's what Canaan represents. A higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Let's make this our sincere prayer today.
I'm pressing on the upward way, no heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.